Hey everyone, welcome back to Mattress Advisory.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive on the world of twin size mattresses. Specifically, the best twin size mattresses, according to Mattress Advisory's recent article.
All right.
And the best part.
Yeah.
You can snag some sweet dreams with an exclusive discount.
Oh, nice.
Just for our listeners.
All right.
We've got the links in the show notes, so be sure to check those out.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sometimes when we think about twin mattresses, we just think, you know, kids' rooms or small spaces.
Right.
But there's so much more to it than that.
Totally.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool about this article. Mattress Advisory really thought about all kinds of needs and preferences.
For sure.
Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper on a budget, or looking for pure luxury.
Right.
They've got a pick for everyone.
Absolutely. So let's jump right in. Why don't we start with the top pick overall?
Yeah.
The Helix Midnight.
Okay. The Helix Midnight.
Yep.
It's a hybrid, which always catches my attention because it's like getting the best of both worlds, right?
You get that contouring feel from the foam.
Right.
But also the support and bounce of coils. The Helix Midnight combines Duradense foam for comfort and individually wrapped coils for support.
Nice.
And, you know, it's rated as a medium feel.
Uh-huh.
So it's a good starting point for most people.
That makes sense. Tell me about this Duradense foam.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something special?
It is. Helix developed it to be really durable and supportive. So you don't get that sinking feeling you might get with some other foams.
Right.
It helps the mattress keep its shape over time.
Oh, that's good to know. I see the Helix Midnight also gets high marks.
Yeah.
For edge support.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What does that mean for someone sleeping on it every night?
Well, think about it. Have you ever sat on the edge of your bed and felt like you were going to slide off?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe you sleep close to the edge and worry about rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
Good edge support means the mattress stays firm even at the edges.
Okay.
So you have more usable sleeping space.
Right.
And don't feel like you're constantly on the verge of falling off.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I never really thought about edge support that way.
Right.
And it sounds like the Helix Midnight is a winner in that department.
It is. Another thing the article highlights is its temperature regulation.
Okay.
A lot of people, especially hot sleepers, worry about memory foam trapping heat.
Uh-huh.
But the Helix Midnight does a good job of staying cool.
That's good news for anyone who wakes up feeling like a furnace.
Right.
But it also mentions that it might not be the best for stomach sleepers.
Right.
Or heavier individuals, right?
Yeah. Because stomach sleepers need a firmer surface to keep their spine aligned.
Oh, yeah.
And for people over 250 pounds, a firmer mattress will generally provide better support. The article recommends the Helix Midnight Luxe for folks in those categories.
Got it.
It's a bit firmer and has a thicker comfort layer.
Okay. So if the Helix Midnight is like the all-around champion, what about people who are all about that memory foam feel?
Well, for them, the Bare Original is the top recommendation.
Okay.
And it's a great value, too.
The Bare Original.
Mm.
I'm curious about this one, because I always thought memory foam was just for side sleepers. But this article says it's good for a variety of sleeping positions.
Yeah, it's a bit of a myth that memory foam is only for side sleepers.
Okay.
The Bare Original has a medium firm feel, so it can work for back sleepers and some stomach sleepers, too.
Interesting. What is it about the Bare Original that makes it so versatile?
Well, like many memory foam mattresses, it contours to your body and relieves pressure points.
Okay.
But it also has this layer called Bare Dynamic Foam, which is designed to be more responsive. So you sink in, but you also get a bit of that bounce back. That keeps you from feeling stuck.
That sounds like a great balance.
Yeah.
And I see it also has that cooling gel memory foam.
Uh-huh.
That's got to be a game changer for anyone worried about overheating.
Oh, definitely. They've really thought about temperature regulation with this one.
Awesome.
But keep in mind, even with the added responsiveness, it might not offer enough support for everyone.
Yeah.
If you really need firm support, especially at the edges, a hybrid, like the Bare Pro Hybrid, might be a better option.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
It's all about knowing your needs and what you prioritize.
For sure.
Speaking of priorities, let's talk budget.
Okay.
Not everyone can shell out a fortune for a mattress.
Right.
So what's the pick? For those who want quality without breaking the bank.
That's where the Lisa Studio mattress comes in.
Okay.
It's their best affordable pick.
The Lisa Studio. Okay. So for someone who's budget conscious, what makes this mattress stand out?
It still uses that responsive memory foam. For pressure relief, which is a big deal for your comfort.
Good.
You get that feeling of your hips and shoulders sinking in just the right amount.
Nice.
And it's designed for multiple sleeping positions, mm-hmm. so it's pretty versatile.
That's a plus.
Yeah.
It's so helpful when a mattress can adapt to different sleep styles.
It is. And you know, it's worth mentioning
yeah.
that even though it's their affordable pick,
yeah.
it doesn't skimp on quality.
Right.
It's made by Lisa, a reputable brand known for its good value.
That's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
It's always good to know you're getting quality even when you're on a budget.
Right.
But are there any drawbacks to this one?
Well, it might not be ideal for heavier individuals.
Okay.
Those over 250 pounds.
Yeah.
Because it's only 10 inches thick.
Okay.
The article suggests looking at the Lisa Plus Hybrid if you need a bit more support.
Makes sense. So far, we've covered a great all-arounder.
Mm-hmm.
A memory foam favorite.
Uh-huh.
And a budget-friendly option.
Yeah.
What's next on our list?
How about something for those who want options? Okay.
The Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid
okay.
comes in three firmness levels.
Oh, wow.
Soft, medium, and firm.
Oh, that's a great feature.
Yeah.
Having different firmness levels means you can really customize your comfort.
Right.
It's like choosing your own adventure in sleep.
Exactly.
What makes this hybrid stand out from the others we've talked about?
It has an 8-inch coil layer.
Okay.
Which is thicker than the coil layer in some other hybrids.
Hmm.
That gives it a really supportive feel.
Okay.
Especially if you choose the firmer options.
Right.
And it uses these premium foams
uh-huh.
for comfort and cooling.
Okay.
So you don't sacrifice that cozy feeling.
So it's like the perfect marriage of support and comfort.
You got it.
But with all those coils,
uh-huh.
does it do a good job at isolating motion?
Ooh, that's a great question.
You know, for people who share a bed
Ruh.
And don't want to be disturbed by their partner's movements.
And yes,
okay.
the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid actually scores high on motion isolation.
The coils are individually encased, which helps to minimize motion transfer.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So it's supportive, comfortable, and good at keeping the peace.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, are there any downsides to be aware of?
The article mentions that for those who weigh over 300 pounds,
yeah.
the Titan Plus might be a better choice.
Okay.
For long-term durability and support.
Got it. It seems like there's truly a mattress out there for everyone.
Right.
Now let's talk about those
okay.
who just want to sink into a cloud of softness
yeah.
at the
yeah.
end of a long day.
Uh-huh.
What's the ultimate pick for them?
For those folks, the Puffy Lux mattress is the dream.
Okay.
Their best soft pick.
The Puffy Lux. Okay. I'm already imagining myself sinking into this mattress.
Right.
What makes it so incredibly soft and plush?
It's a hybrid,
uh-huh.
but it's designed for that ultra-luxurious feel.
Okay.
It uses multiple layers of foam,
mm-hmm.
including their cooling cloud foam and plush dual cloud foam.
Wow.
Which are designed for pressure relief and contouring.
Wow. That sounds incredibly comfy.
Yeah.
But what about support?
Yeah.
Does it sacrifice support for softness?
That's the beauty of a well-made hybrid.
Okay.
It doesn't have to.
Right.
The Puffy Lux still has a biggest layer of coils.
Okay.
To provide support.
Yeah.
So you don't feel like you're just sinking into a pit of foam.
Okay. That's reassuring.
Yeah.
I'm all for softness, but I also need to feel supported.
Yeah.
And it mentions something about cooling technology.
Yes. It has several features to keep things cool,
mm-hmm.
including a breathable cover and layers of cooling foam.
That's perfect for anyone who tends to sleep hot. It seems like they've thought of everything with this one. But are there any situations where the Puffy Lux might not be the best choice?
Well, like some of the other softer mattresses,
yeah,
it might not be firm enough for stomach sleepers or those over 250 pounds.
Okay.
The Puffy Royal is another option from Puffy.
Got it.
That offers more support.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
We've looked at the best overall, the best memory foam, the most affordable, a customizable hybrid, and the ultimate in softness. What a lineup.
What a lineup. And the cool thing is,
yeah.
each of these mattresses caters to different needs and preferences.
Totally. What works for one person might not work for another.
Exactly.
So before we move on.
Okay.
Let's talk a bit more about those personal factors to consider when choosing a twin size mattress.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
What are some things our listeners should be thinking about as they weigh their options?
I'm happy to share some insights on that.
Okay.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's all about what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
let's think about some of the key factors that can make a difference.
Okay.
First off, your sleeping position.
Okay.
Are you a side sleeper, a back sleeper, a stomach sleeper,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a combination?
Yeah, sleeping position is huge.
Right.
I'm a side sleeper, so I'm always looking for something that cushions my hips and shoulders.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Side sleepers typically need a mattress that provides pressure relief at those points.
See?
So a softer mattress or one with good contouring might be a good choice.
What about back sleepers?
For back sleepers, it's all about support, especially in the lumbar region.
Right.
They want a mattress that helps maintain the natural curve of their spine.
Yeah.
A medium firm mattress is often a good starting point for back sleepers.
And stomach sleepers.
Definitely.
I imagine they need something a bit different.
Stomach sleepers tend to need a firmer mattress to prevent their hips from sinking too deeply and throwing their spine out of alignment.
Right.
That's why you often see stomach sleepers recommended to go for firmer options.
Okay, so sleeping position is key.
It is.
What else should we be thinking about?
Well, your weight plays a role too.
Okay.
A heavier person will generally need a firmer mattress to get adequate support.
Mm.
And it's not just about overall weight, but also about weight distribution. For example, someone with broader shoulders might need more support in that area.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like finding the perfect puzzle piece to fit your unique shape.
Exactly.
And we can't forget about material preferences.
Right. Some people love the feeling of sinking into memory foam.
Yeah.
While others prefer the bounce of latex or the traditional feel of innerspring.
Uh-huh.
And then there are hybrids, which combine elements of different materials.
It's amazing how many options are out there.
It is.
It can definitely feel overwhelming at times.
It can, but don't worry.
Yeah.
That's where all this research comes in handy.
Right.
Think about what you liked or didn't like about previous mattresses you've slept on.
Okay.
Do you tend to sleep hot or cold?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sensitive to certain materials?
Right.
Do you have any allergies?
Those are all such good questions.
Yeah.
It's really about taking the time to think about your own needs and preferences.
Exactly. Once you have a good understanding of what's important to you, it becomes easier to narrow down the options and find that perfect match.
Okay, so we've talked about sleeping position, weight, material preferences, and personal needs.
Right.
What else is there to consider?
One thing we haven't touched on yet is firmness level.
Okay.
This is where it gets a little tricky.
Yeah.
Because firmness is subjective.
Right.
What feels firm to one person might feel soft to another.
That's true. I've definitely had that experience before.
Yeah.
So how can you know what firmness level is right for you?
Well, most mattress brands offer a firmness scale.
Okay.
Typically ranging from 1 to 10,
uh-huh.
with 1 being the softest and 10 being the firmest.
Right.
But keep in mind, these scales can vary slightly.
Okay.
From brand to brand, the best way to determine your ideal firmness is to try out different mattresses.
Yeah.
If possible.
The good old try before you buy approach.
Right.
That's always the best way to know for sure.
Yeah.
But what if you're buying online and can't test it out in person?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Many online mattress brands offer generous trial periods.
Okay.
Sometimes up to 100 nights or even a year.
Wow.
Which allows you to sleep on the mattress in your own home.
Right.
And really get a feel for it.
Yeah.
And if it's not the right fit, you can usually return it for a full refund.
That's such a game changer.
It is.
It takes a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah.
When you know you have that trial period.
Right.
To really make sure it's the right mattress for you.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to read reviews from other customers.
Mm.
They can provide valuable insights to how a mattress feels and performs over time.
That's such a good tip.
Yeah.
Reviews can be so helpful.
They are.
Especially when you're buying something online.
For sure. Another thing to pay attention to is the warranty.
Okay.
A good warranty can give you peace of mind,
knowing
that you're protected.
Right.
Something goes wrong with your mattress.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Sleeping position weights, material preferences, personal needs, firmness level trial periods, and warranties.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like choosing a mattress is a bit like detective work.
It is. But with a little bit of knowledge and effort,
you
can find the perfect mattress to help you achieve those sweet, restful dreams.
And speaking of sweet dreams, let's not forget about those exclusive discount links.
Ooh, yes.
Remember to check out the show notes for the links to all the mattresses we've talked about.
Right.
You can snag some amazing deals thanks to Mattress Advisor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now that we've covered the basics of choosing a twin-size mattress, let's dive into some of the specific features and benefits of each mattress on our list.
Yeah.
We'll start with the Helix Midnight.
Okay.
The best overall pick.
Sounds good to me. Let's get back to those cozy contenders.
Yeah.
Let's get back to those top mattress picks.
Okay.
You know, I'm really curious to hear more about the Helix Midnight. what makes it stand out as the best overall?
Well, remember how we talked about hybrid mattresses being a great way to get both comfort and support?
Yeah.
The Helix Midnight really embodies that. Mm-hmm. It combines their Duradense foam, which is designed for durability and pressure relief, with a layer of individually wrapped coils for that extra support and bounce.
And you mentioned earlier that the coils help with motion isolation, too.
Yeah, they do.
Which is a big plus for people who share a bed.
Absolutely.
So if you're someone who's easily disturbed by your partner's movements during the night, the Helix Midnight could be a game changer.
It could.
And remember, it's got that medium feel that makes it a good starting point for a lot of folks.
Right.
Okay, so the Helix Midnight is a solid choice for those who want the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Foam and coils.
Foam and coils.
What about the Bear Original?
Okay.
What makes it the top pick for memory foam lovers?
The Bear Original is all about that classic memory foam feel, but with a modern twist.
Okay. It contours to your body and cradles you.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has that responsive layer that helps you avoid feeling stuck.
Ah, that Bear Dynamic Foam you mentioned earlier.
That's it.
It's like memory foam, but with a bit more bounce.
Exactly. And they really prioritize cooling with this one. They use a cooling gel-infused memory foam, so you don't have to worry about overheating.
That's a big deal for a lot of people, especially those who tend to sleep hot.
Right.
Okay, so the Bear Original is all about that comfy contouring feel with the added benefit of cooling technology.
You got it.
What about the Lisa Studio? Right. What makes it the best budget-friendly pick?
The Lisa Studio is a great example of how you don't have to sacrifice quality for affordability.
Mm-hmm.
It still uses a responsive memory foam for pressure relief.
Right.
And it's designed for multiple sleeping positions.
It's like getting a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, even though it's a budget-friendly option, does it still hold up in terms of durability? That's a good question. And yes, Lisa is known for making quality mattresses that last.
Okay.
They use durable materials and construction methods.
Right.
So you can feel confident that the Lisa Studio will hold up over time.
That's great to hear.
Okay.
Okay, so the Lisa Studio proves that you can have comfort and quality without breaking the bank.
You can.
What about the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid?
Okay.
What sets it apart from the other hybrids?
The Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid is all about customization.
Okay.
It comes in three firmness levels.
Yeah.
Soft, medium, and firm.
Oh, I love that.
So you can really tailor it to your specific needs and preferences.
It's like having a mattress that's made just for you.
Right?
But with three different firmness options?
Uh-huh.
How do you know which one is right for you?
That's where things like sleeping position, weight, and personal preferences come in.
Right.
If you're not sure,
yeah,
you can always start with the medium option and adjust from there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier that the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid has a thicker coil layer than some other hybrids.
Yeah.
Does that make it feel extra bouncy?
It does give it a bit more bounce.
Okay.
But it still does a good job with motion isolation.
Right.
Thanks to those individually encased coils.
Okay.
It's a great option for people who want support and responsiveness
without
sacrificing comfort.
Okay. So the Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid is the go-to for customization and a balanced feel.
It is.
Last but not least, let's talk about the Puffy Lux.
Okay.
What makes it the ultimate choice for those who crave softness?
The Puffy Lux is like sleeping on a cloud.
Right.
But with the support you need.
Okay.
They use multiple layers of plush foam.
Yeah.
Including their cooling cloud foam and plush dual cloud foam.
Wow.
To create that incredibly soft and contouring feel.
It sounds heavenly.
It does.
But I have to ask, with all that softness, does it ever feel like you're sinking too far in?
That's a common concern with softer mattresses. But the Puffy Lux still has that coil base layer for support.
Okay.
So you don't feel like you're getting swallowed up.
Right.
It's designed to cradle you without letting you sink too deep.
Ah, that makes sense. Like the perfect balance of sinking in and staying supported.
Exactly. And remember, they've also incorporated cooling features into the Puffy Lux.
Yeah.
So even though it's incredibly soft and plush,
right,
you don't have to worry about getting too hot.
Okay, so the Puffy Lux is the ultimate in softness, but it doesn't compromise on support or cooling.
Nope.
What a dream mattress.
It really is. And you know, it's really inspiring to see how much innovation there is in the mattress world these days.
I know, right?
There are so many options to cater to different needs and preferences.
It wasn't that long ago that you were pretty much stuck with a basic innerspring mattress.
Right.
Now you can find everything from memory foam to latex to hybrids.
Uh-huh.
And even customize your firmness level.
It's
incredible. It is. And the best part is it means everyone can find a mattress that helps them get a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Finding that perfect mattress that allows you to wake up feeling refreshed and ready to take on the day.
A good night's sleep is essential for our physical and mental well-being.
Right.
And a comfortable, supportive mattress is a key ingredient in that equation.
Well said.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of twin-size mattresses.
I think we have.
And I hope our listeners feel more informed and empowered to choose the perfect mattress for their needs.
Me too.
Don't forget to check out the show notes for those exclusive discount links.
Yes.
You can find amazing deals on all the mattresses we talked about today.
Right.
Thanks to Mattress Advisory.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive.